Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk, a member of the Pheasants Forever, the James Valley Pheasants Forever, Ken McDougal joins us. And Ken, welcome to our show.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk. We are going to be talking about their upcoming banquet. But before we talk about the Pheasants Forever banquet, Ken, let's tell our listeners a little bit about what Pheasants Forever is. What do you guys do?
Well, James Valley Pheasants Forever is a nonprofit conservation organization. Our local chapter was founded in 2010, and we're part of the National Pheasants Forever organization, which was founded in 1982.
Wow.
And Pheasants Forever is dedicated to the protection and enhancement of pheasants and other upland wildlife populations through habitat improvement, public awareness, and education.
Wonderful. And now, is James Valley, does that encompass Stutsman County, or what's kind of the area for you guys on that?
We'll go outside of Stutsman County.
Okay.
Yeah. Those of us that like to hunt pheasants are willing to drive a ways to find birds to hunt. And so we intentionally called it James Valley so that people would realize, no, we do projects outside of the Jamestown or Stutsman County area. We're just interested in helping habitat.
Yeah. And you guys have done some projects, which we'll talk about here coming up, Ken. But again, Ken McDougal, member of the James Valley Pheasants Forever Club. This banquet coming up, kind of a fundraiser for you guys, because you guys are a nonprofit.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We're a nonprofit, and our banquet is our fundraiser. All the money raised at a banquet stays with our local chapter.
Okay.
So we use that money for projects. We'll talk about some of them a little bit.
Yeah.
The banquet is going to be a Friday, March 31st. It's in the newly remodeled Knights of Columbus Banquet Room. It starts at 5 o'clock. We call that our cackle hour. people can come at 5 o'clock. They have their tickets, great. If they don't, they can buy them at the door.
Okay.
We're serving a prime rib dinner, but since we are in Lent, we will have halibut available for our friends who can't eat prime rib on that night. We've made a contribution to a local 4-H group, and they're going to come in and they're going to serve the meal to everybody at the table. So it's going to be a great meal. The cost is $20.
$20 for tickets.
$20 per ticket.
Okay.
Now, Pheasants Forever needs to get funds too. And so the way they get their money is, in order to attend the banquet, you need to be a member of Pheasants Forever.
Okay.
However, you only need one membership per family.
Got it. Okay.
A Pheasants Forever membership is $35, but if you come to our banquet, we discount that down to $30. So if you're not a member, you can buy your membership at the door. We'll sign you up. You'll get the Pheasants Forever magazine, a really nice calendar. I look at the pictures every month and drool about being outside.
And look forward to the season, right?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Wonderful. So again, the banquet, like Ken said, coming up on the 31st. You can get your tickets. Did you say where people can get their tickets ahead of time,
Well,
Ken?
they can get them at my dental office at Downtown Dental.
Okay.
They can also...
kind of jumped ahead on us a little
That's
bit.
That's okay. No problem.
They
can order, or they can get them from my committee members, John Lilliard, Bob Bieber, Mike Kuderna, Dan Cockle, Rod Wolters. All those guys are walking around with tickets in their pocket. So happy to do that. You can also go to the Pheasants Forever website and buy tickets online for our event.
Wonderful. Perfect. Again, Ken McDougal with James Valley Pheasants Forever. That's banquet coming up. Big fundraiser for for you guys. And not just a meal. You guys have some good raffle prizes in there, too.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of prizes. the Jamestown community is very supportive of our organization. We appreciate that. We have, like, Bowles Ironworks has done some iron work, or some wall art, excuse me. We have... all sorts of Pheasants Forever, like glasses and clothing and that type of stuff. We have some prints, Terry Redland, Rosemary Millette kind of things. Local woodcarver Bernie Duven, who recently won a national competition, he's donating a green wing teal wood carving that he's painted up. It's absolutely amazing looking. That'll be on there. We have trips.
Ooh.
This year we have a combination fishing bear hunt trip up to northern Minnesota. We also have a Canadian fishing trip. Our club gets discounts on all sorts of trips.
Yeah.
And so we usually put a couple of them on the auction, and some people can get a real good discount. A couple of years ago, Jamestown resident Paul Bench went on an African safari.
Ooh, that's got to be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, he's pretty excited. His taxidermist just got the things, but he'll get him to his home soon. But
yeah.
But I think he paid about 25% of the retail cost
really?
For that trip. Some of them we get huge discounts. So
wow.
That's pretty exciting. And we'll have silent auction. We
yeah.
have raffles. We have just an excellent collection of some shotguns and some pistols and a rifle or two. For people to attend, they might be the lucky winner of a really nice shotgun. They can go out and pheasant hunt with that. So
that's perfect, especially you know, with all the seasons having been announced. I'm sure people looking forward to getting out real soon. So Ken, as we pointed out, it is a nonprofit group. So you guys are holding this as a real big fundraiser for you guys. You do a lot of different projects in the area.
Yes. Last year, I'll highlight two projects. We
yeah.
did one called Precision Agriculture, another one called Pollinator. With Precision Agriculture, we take the information that a farmer can get on what their input costs were and what they harvested from the field. And that can be broken down to specific parts of the field. And the Precision Agriculture program shows the landowner or the farmer what part of the field was profitable and what part was not.
Really?
And it can show them that perhaps if they didn't plant part of that field,
yeah.
they would end up with more money. Their net would be better.
Wow.
And so if there's a part of the field that's not doing too well, maybe then they'd want to try to put it in a different program like CRP. Maybe they just want to plant alfalfa there. Maybe they'd want to do some type of easement that's available through the farm bill, that type of thing. So we can provide habitat and have the landowner or the farmer have better income. So
right. Well,
we win on both counts.
Absolutely, yeah. You have to have that habitat in order to be able to participate in these seasons and stuff. So
yep.
Precision Ag, and then what about the pollinator too?
Well, pollinator is, you know, bees are just crucial for all of our food. They pollinate all the plants, and we wouldn't have much food if it wasn't for bees. And the bee population's going down. So Pheasants Forever has a program where if someone wants to plant plants that are favorable for bees, and there's
yeah.
probably like 30 different seeds in there, we will help the landowner buy that seed. The North Dakota Heritage Trust has some grants available, and we did a big pollinator plant southeast of Jamestown this year. It was part of a 300 and some acre thing, and Pheasants Forever can't do that all by themselves, but the landowner can be part of a farm bill program
yeah.
or, the North Dakota Heritage Trust Fund, Pheasants Forever. We all go together and we can make things happen. Now, why would Pheasants Forever care about bees? Well, we care about bees because we like to eat.
Yeah, right.
But pheasants like to eat too.
Yes.
And those plots where they have plants that blossom spring, summer, fall are full of bugs, and pheasant chicks eat bugs. So it's good food for all sorts of wildlife, and it's also, again, it's good habitat.
Perfect. So those are a couple of the projects. I'm sure a lot of other ones in the work too, but as we pointed out, Ken, you guys need to raise funds in order to be able to complete these projects. So do you have any information on upcoming projects? I see that's kind of something in here you added.
Right. On May 11th, out at the Crystal Springs Campground, there's going to be 125 to 140 high school students there for a program. So we're going to do another pollinator project for them. Now, this one's not just going to be planting flowers. We're going to set up 5 educational stations. We're working with North Dakota Game and Fish and the State Pheasants Forever organization. And the students will go through those 5 stations. They'll
yeah.
learn about bees. They'll learn about habitat, different types of things. After they're done going through the 5 stations, then we're all going to give them some seed, and we're tilling up some land out by the Crystal Springs campground, and they're going to go out and broadcast that seed and work it in.
Whoa.
And
yeah.
so we'll have another pollinator project. The North Dakota Outdoor Heritage Fund has grants available. They're not all used up.
Yeah.
So this project is about $3,500 total cost. But with the trust, it's bringing the cost to our club down to about $1,100.
Wow.
And there's still some grants available. So if there's someone in the area that's interested in doing this, we'd be willing to help them with another project like that.
Awesome. Perfect. Again, we have Ken McDougall with James Valley Pheasants Forever. So make sure you have plans to attend the banquet if you have, if you can. Delicious meal will be served on March 31st. If people want to ask you questions, Ken, about joining the club or about the club or about your projects, what are some ways they can get more information on that?
Well, they can come to our banquet and talk to us all night. We'd like that. We're also going to have two of the state staff people. They're Rachel Bush. She used to be a farm biologist here in Jamestown.
Okay.
She's going to be there. And Matt Olson, the state coordinator, is going to be there. Matt would be a great person to talk to about a pollinator project.
Yeah.
Anybody in town can talk to any of our committee members. I'm happy to talk to them. My cell phone number is 701-269-9157.
Okay.
You can call me. If I'm working, I don't have my phone in my pocket. I don't want to scare my patients away with a cell phone ringing. But leave a message, and I'd love to get back to you and share what I know.
Perfect. And again, you guys have that website, too, if people want to learn more about the club.
Right. They can go to Pheasants Forever and find local chapter, and they can look us up. And lots of good information, lots of things that are going on.
Yeah.
And Pheasants Forever is part of that solution out there to help increase habitat.
Wonderful. Perfect. Great work that you guys do, and we'll look forward to talking to you more about that maybe as the time goes on. But that banquet again coming up on May or March 31st. So get your tickets. They are $20. And Ken, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me.